Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Florence. And coming up, South Africa's cricket captain is frustrated again as England salvage another nail-biting draw.
From our perspective, I think it's been a really great test match, but unfortunately we just never had the knockout blow.
The organisers of the Africa Cup of Nations want the tournament to have a lasting legacy in the host nation, Angola. And the former world number one, Leighton Hewitt, insists he's fully fit for the Australian Tennis Open. Well, we start, though, with cricket, and England still lead their test series in South Africa 1-0 after hanging on for a draw in the third test match in Cape Town. The visitors batted for 141 overs in their second innings to defy South Africa, just as they'd done at Centurion in the first test. Set 466 to win, England closed on 296 for 9. The BBC's cricket correspondent Jonathan Agnew was watching at Newlands.
For the second time in three tests, Graham Onions, the number 11, had to survive the final over to save the match. But it was the focused and disciplined batting by Paul Collingwood and Ian Bell that thwarted South Africa's attempt to secure victory. The pair came together before lunch, when two wickets had fallen, including Trott for 42, and they almost saw it through to the end, 57 overs in all. The key passage of play came in the afternoon, when South Africa took the new ball that they hoped to bring about England's destruction. Collingwood adjusted his technique and simply blocked even the longest half volleys, while Bell played exactly the mature and defensive innings his critics had been calling for. But they both fell before the end, and Onions was ushered to the crease with 17 balls remaining and thousands chewing their fingernails. Calmly, he survived the final over to ensure that England cannot now lose the series.
Well, the South Africa captain Graham Smith knows his players missed a great chance to level the series.
Look, I think it'll probably take me a day or two to sum up the way we feel in that dressing room. I think, obviously, you know, we were under a major amount of pressure coming into this test match, and we lost the toss and the ball went around a bit, and I think the guys showed a tremendous amount of character on that first day to set up a total and, you know, really set up a test match from there, and we really fought hard, and I think we played positive cricket throughout the game, but unfortunately we just weren't good enough to be able to throw that final punch. And I think England have really shown a lot of strength throughout this tour, and I think credit to Paul Collingwood and Ian Bell today for the way they fought. And So from our perspective, I think it's been a really great test match, but unfortunately we just never had the knockout blow.
Well, the England captain Andrew Strauss has called South Africa's claims about ball tampering during the test as malicious. The South Africans brought allegations to the attention of the match referee that England were changing the condition of the ball, but they didn't make an official complaint. Video footage showed fast bowler Stuart Broad stepping on the ball and James Anderson running his fingers down the seam, but the umpires decided to take no action. The England captain Andrew Strauss says his players did nothing wrong.
He was very lightly touching the ball. I mean, that's not going to alter the shape of the ball. It was probably a bit absent-minded, to be honest. If you remember that there's so many cameras on us all the time. But I think it looked a lot worse than it was. Those sort of allegations don't sit very comfortably with me. And you know, whether the South African team handled it in the right way or not, I don't know. What I would say is the umpires never had any problems with the condition of the ball. All they said is that they had been made aware that there was some footage that was slightly dodgy, and that for us to make sure that we didn't do anything in the future. But they had no complaints themselves, and we weren't in any way putting in a concerted effort to change the state of the ball.
India beat Bangladesh by 6 wickets to pick up their first victory in the triangular series in Dhaka, Bangladesh making 296 for 6 from their 50 overs. The Indian captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni scored an unbeaten 101, guiding his side to victory with 15 balls to spare. The former New Zealand test player Chris Cairns has instructed solicitors to bring proceedings for defamation against Lalit Modi, the commissioner of the Indian Premier League. He says the allegation made by Lalit Modi that Cairns had been involved in match-fixing is scandalous and wholly untrue. Cairns called the allegations outrageous, adding it had caused him personal distress and professional damage. The comments, which form the basis of the proposed legal action, were made by Lalit Modi in relation to the IPL's decision to withdraw Cairns' name from a list of potential players for the IPL auction later this month. Football now, and doctors say the Inter Milan defender Christian Kivu is no longer in a critical condition after fracturing his skull in a clash of heads during Wednesday's 1-0 win at Chievo, but the Romanian will have to stay under observation for some time. Meanwhile, the BBC understands that Kivu's teammate at Inter, Patrick Vieira, is on the verge of returning to the English Premier League. Manchester City are reported to be set to sign the former French captain. With 3 days to go until the Africa Cup of Nations in Angola, organisers hope the tournament will have a positive and tangible impact on the country's population. The Angolan government has spent $1 billion on 4 new stadiums and associated infrastructure projects, although it admits that 60% of the country's population lives in poverty. Silvio Capepe works for a local television station and is helping the organising committee. He says the benefits of hosting the tournament will filter down.
The responsibility of hosting the African Nations Cup did speed up a lot of processes. For example, today you can almost say that you've got the whole country linked by roads. Today you can say that the whole country is connected in terms of mobiles or telephonically connected. Those are sort of things that one can say, yes, thanks for hosting it, because it did speed up a lot of processes.
So you think that the investment the government is making in hosting the football tournament does have an impact on the average Angolan?
Depends on the angle that you're looking at it, because obviously the Angolans would say, but I don't have a car yet. I still struggle to go to work with the public transport and all that. But the government thinking, we need to find out what the government thinking is. And by the way I see things, the government, instead of doing it from the inside to the outside, is doing it from the outside to the inside. But something is being done. Obviously it's not too patent, it's not too visible, but it's being done, and the Angolans are feeling, bit by bit, slowly but surely, are feeling the impact of that.
In a final twist to the row about the big boxing showdown between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, the mediator who presided over negotiations this week has confirmed that the fight is off. A disagreement on drug testing scuppered the deal, but he also said that statements made by Pacquiao's camp claiming that Mayweather rejected a compromise were incorrect. Here's our boxing commentator, Mike Costello.
Pacquiao's camp had said that the mediator recommended a proposal to Mayweather about when and how Pacquiao should be tested, and that Mayweather had flatly rejected the idea. But the mediator, a retired federal judge called Daniel Weinstein, has now responded by saying he made no such proposal and that both sides had acted in good faith during 9 hours of negotiations on Tuesday. In a statement, he said that in the end, the parties simply couldn't agree on a testing protocol acceptable to all. The breakdown is a massive blow for boxing, a sport plagued for far too long by the refusal of the best fighters to share the same ring.
The former world number one Leighton Hewitt insists his injury worries are behind him and that he's coming into the new tennis season with more confidence than ever. Hewitt dismissed concerns about a fresh injury scare he suffered representing Australia at the Hopman Team Cup in Perth, where Spain eased past the host to book their place in the final. Despite that loss on his home soil, Hewitt says he has high hopes for the coming months.
Well, I'm more confident, you know, within myself, absolutely. Purely, you know, last year obviously I had a few doubts with the hip, after the hip surgery, and not really knowing, you know, how that was going to go, and you know, I got into it. Yeah, probably a little bit earlier than a lot of people expected me to after the surgery as well. So, yeah, when I get to Melbourne, I'll be just, you know, everyone says it, but just taking it one match at a time and, you know, not looking too far down the track. You know, I feel like if I can get through the first week and put myself in a position the second week, then, you know, things can open up and things can happen.
The Italian motorcyclist Luca Manca has suffered what's been described as life-threatening injuries after crashing on Thursday's sixth stage of the Dakar Rally through the Atacama Desert in northern Chile. He was in ninth position at the time. Hospital officials say he sustained critical head injuries after falling from his KTM. Well, before we go, a reminder that England still lead their Test cricket series in South Africa 1-0, going to the fourth and final match after hanging on for a draw in Cape Town. The visitors batted for 141 overs in their second innings to defy South Africa, just as they'd done in the first Test. That's the latest from